This is Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade on Atlanta's news, weather, and traffic station. News Talk 750 WSB. Depend on it.
WSB time is 7:47 on a busy Thursday, June 3rd. Scott Slade here. Here's what's going on in the weather and traffic department. A 40% chance of more showers and storms later today. A high of 86.
Trouble on Georgia 400 and I-85 out of Gwinnett.
And the latest on the disaster in the Gulf this morning. The edge of the massive slick of the Gulf of Mexico is drifting closer to the white beaches of the Florida Panhandle. Emergency crews there are working to link the last of a miles-long chain of booms designed to fend off the oil. Meanwhile, to the west, joining us live from New Orleans, AP correspondent Kevin McGill is here. And the latest of the attempt to cut and cap the gusher a mile down, Kevin, can you bring us up to speed on any success or failure there?
Well, they had another snag, I guess snag literally, Scott. They were using a diamond saw to try and cut through the riser that brings oil to the surface, or that would be if everything had been working right on the deep water horizon. The saw snagged at some point. They freed it from the riser pipe. They plan on using at some point, we believe today, some type of other cutting device to cut through that. The plan then being to cap the well with a device that will trap the oil and bring it to the surface to a ship up above where the oil will be captured and any natural gas will be flared off. We're waiting for a briefing probably in about 2.5 hours from now from Admiral Thad Allen, the incident commander, to bring us up to date on the latest plan.
Is there anything else in their bag of tricks if this cut and cap thing doesn't work, or do we have to wait till August when the relief wells are done?
You know, that's what it looks like if some type of containment plan isn't implemented successfully. It will be August before, and really it's going to be August before the well is shut down completely, we hope, with the relief wells. Right now, because that saw snagged, it looks like the cut that they want to make in the riser won't be as clean as they had hoped. They had hoped it would be a clean cut. They'd be able to put some type of device with a good seal on it to keep more of the oil going up. Now, as Admiral Allen was explaining to us on a flight yesterday, they will still be able, once they make the cuts, to put some type of device on it. The seal won't be as strong because the cut won't be as fine.
And finally, Kevin, while we've got you live down in New Orleans this morning, what are you hearing about the impact on the coast? What's the real word there?
Well, I mean, here in Louisiana, it's going to be devastating. It already is. A lot of the fisheries have closed. Even areas where the fishing is good, the people are suffering because people are starting to turn sour on Louisiana seafood in some places, fearful of it. Recreational fishing is hurt horribly at the end. This is the beginning of the recreational fishing season, really, down here.
Okay, so Louisiana's hurting the worst. Anything else we need to know before we let you go on this one?
Only that that it's spreading, and you know, as you've said, I think the Florida beaches are starting to get worried about it now.
Kevin McGill from the Associated Press joining us live from New Orleans this morning. Thank you so much for that update. It's 7:50 now, 10 minutes till the hour.